We had the Walk of Fame ceremony here today. What a wonderful day. Someone said it's like a family reunion. It absolutely is. I absolutely loved it. Our first guest is walking in the studio. It's
kind of like graduation, too. Like
yeah.
A ceremony at the end of the year.
You're right. Absolutely. Do we have the intro for our first guest? Can we do that before the press conference? Do we have the intro? Okay. All right. Hold on, sir. By the way, our first guest had the most colorful outfit on stage today.
Does he really need an introduction?
Well, I mean, if you don't have it, it's okay. Our newest member to the Walk of Fame this year, it's David Kaplan in studio with us. It's good to see you, man.
You too, my man. You know how much I love you.
First of all, I love the fact that you got a plaque on the Walk of Fame.
I can't begin to tell you how blessed I feel. It was amazing.
You brought down the house today with your speech.
Thanks. It was fun.
And your entire family's here. I mean, I met your mother upstairs at the reception. I'm like, you're David's mother. And she's like, yes. I go, I loved your son's speech. Well, he's very good.
85 years old next week, and she is rolling along.
And she told me she lives in Deerfield. You talk to her every single day.
I do.
You're a good son.
Thank you. She's a great mom.
So you come back here. You've been working at ESPN for how long? A year and a half?
It'll be 3 years in September.
3 years?
3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Crazy.
All your ESPN people came? You had the GN people here. You had your people here from NBC Chicago.
I'm glad he got in because no one would have been down there.
You brought everybody.
It was cool.
I mean, when you're on stage, before they went to you, we were in a commercial and I looked up at you and you looked like you were in pain. Were you nervous because everybody was here?
I was cold.
Are you sure? Because your head was down. It's like, okay, I'm ready for this.
Look, I grew up in this town. And I know I can be a polarizing figure to some.
Okay.
Because I'm opinionated.
Sure.
I'm highly opinionated. And that's just who I am. And growing up here, I can distinctly visualize myself in the back of my dad's like 1970 Chevrolet blue with these cone taillights. I can absolutely remember it. And I'm listening to the Cubs game, and there's Jack Brickhouse on the broadcast, or Lou Boudreau. And well, God, I would love to do what those guys do. So to be able to sit up there, something that those guys are a part of, and go, oh my God, it's a really emotional moment for me.
You're on stage and you have the WGN backdrop behind you, and Brickhouse's statue is right behind that.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, you know, it was a picture perfect day too.
I was always, Harry was my guy because he was the voice of the fan. He would say whatever was on his mind and he didn't care who he offended.
Right.
And I've always tried to be that guy, that I'm the voice of the fan and I wanted to be able to say what was on my mind. But
you never have a problem with that.
Never. But no. There is no doubt about it that if you want to take all the great Chicago broadcasters, and we've been blessed to have so many of them, sportscasters, for me, Jack Brickhouse is at the top. He's number one.
So Brickhouse number one, so your style came from him, would you say?
More Harry.
Harry?
Harry was the guy who, I can't believe he just said that, and I always wanted to be that guy. And I know there were moments that I worked for legendary sports voice Dave Ennett. And I know there were times.
Ennett just walked in the studio.
I know. Yes. There were times that Dave Ennett was either at home, in his car, or in the office and going, dear God, I can't believe he just said that. Yes.
Dave Ennett's here. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great. Congratulations.
Thanks,
again.
Man. It's unbelievable.
And I just, there's one part of the story you told today at your induction, mm-hmm, that I just want to clarify a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And that's the
fan. About the Mark Cuban thing?
No.
Because actually, I gave Sylvie credit for booking him, and it was actually Andy Mazur, I found out later.
Ah, okay.
No, it was the fan van thing.
Uh-huh.
So, do you want to explain the story?
Yeah, tell
again?
The story real quick.
Okay,
for
so the Cubs start
in
1997, 0-6.
Oh, I remember it. I was in Rockford.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was awful. So I get done, it's 0-6, and I walk down to Mary June Rose, and Randy Eccles was the associate program or assistant program director. I walk down there, I said, I got a great idea. They're like, what? I'm like, we got to play off this 0-6. They're like, yeah, we thought so. What do you got? I said, I want to take the WGN fan van and drive it to Wrigley, and I want to sleep in it till they win a game. Well, 0-14, it was not real smelling very good.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You were in the McDonald's parking lot.
Correct.
When the McDonald's was across the street.
I had full access to go eat at McDonald's as much food as I wanted. I cooked breakfast for people.
Really?
Like, I had nothing to do. I'd walk around the park for exercise. I'd do my radio show from the radio booth.
Did you shower anywhere in the neighborhood?
I did. A buddy of mine owned 3627 North Sheffield.
Yes, I know where that is.
Skybox on Sheffield. Sure. So he gave me a key, and three times a day I would go shower.
Because
I had nothing else to do. I had nothing to do.
A very clean Dave Kaplan back in the day.
Now, a little point of clarification, and I think I might have said this when you were on with us the other morning. Yes, you went down the hall and asked Mary June and Randy about using the fan van. What he didn't mention is that on the air, when he said he was going to do this on Spike's show, you make this proclamation that you will sleep in the fan van until the Cubs win. I get a phone call, I think it was around 10 to 7 in the evening, the last half hour of Spike's show, and it's Cap. And he says, you know, I think I'm in trouble. I just said on the air that I'm going to sleep in the fan van until the Cubs win. Do I have to do it? I said, Cap, you just said on the air you're going to do it. Am I right?
Yeah, he's exactly right.
So,
I was like, oh, God, what did I get myself into?
And exactly.
Now they're 0-8, 0-9, and 5 o'clock in the morning, the Cubs must have just gotten back from wherever.
Right.
I open up the door to the van. I think it's a drunk, and it's Riggleman, the manager. And he goes, dude, I'm really sorry, but we suck. You're going to be here a while.
I love that.
But it's unbelievable.
He knew.
What he's not saying is he also gained a national notoriety during this time. It was a big story nationally. Tom Snyder and the Tomorrow Show had him on the late night show on NBC.
Live from there.
Tom Snyder. Remember Tom Snyder?
Yes, who used to smoke on TV, of course.
And remember Dan Aykroyd did this Tom Snyder impression?
So they had this girl who was working for Magnum's. Remember the steakhouse? Magnum's, where Ditka's was?
Yeah.
So Magnum's got a limo from here to the lake. And this girl who happened to be a model was working for them. She shows up in white go-go boots, this incredibly short white mini dress.
Careful, your wife's in the studio behind you.
Oh, yeah, she knows. Uh-huh. And carrying a platter of filet mignon and lobster, and she served me at a table in the parking lot of the McDonald's on the Tom Snyder Show.
You were treated like a king.
It was unbelievable.
You thought you were going to be slumming it until the Cubs won, and you could walk across the street, take a shower, McDonald's was feeding you, and Magnum Steakhouse.
App brought a TV. The ComEd workers.
What?
Yes, the ComEd workers wired the TV into the light pole so we had power. Walter E. Smith brought an oriental rug and a recliner.
Isn't that so Chicago?
Best thing that ever happened
Chicago.
To him. Best thing that ever happened to him until he met Mindy was the Cubs going 0-14.
It's unbelievable. And I remember saying to Waddle, dude, guess what I got us into? We're going to sleep. And he goes, you're going to do what?
Oh, yeah. Waddle's not going to do that.
No shot.
Not at all. Dave Kaplan in studio and Dave Ennett in studio. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll talk a little bit more. WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios. In studio with us, the man that received the plaque on the Walk of Fame, David Kaplan, ESPN's own David Kaplan. What year did you start here, Cap?
1995.
And did Ennett hire you?
No, Ennett wasn't here yet. He had been here, left, and then came back a year after I started.
Okay, so that was your time away. They had to send you away like Jordan.
Yeah, he was, kind of. Yeah.
He had a gambling problem, so he was suspended for a year.
Nice. Allegedly. When you first started here, were you teamed up with someone?
So I replaced Chuck Swirsky.
Okay.
And then in the sports department, Dan Filato ran the sports department.
Sure.
And so they did what he called checkerboarding the sports schedule. Like when Dave got here, it became I did afternoon, he did morning. But back then, for the first year, it was Monday you do morning, Tuesday you might have off, Wednesday you do afternoons. So you were all over the board. And it was we had this many sportscasters. Corey McFerrin doing it from his house.
Wow.
On a line.
Okay.
We had Hub Arkish. We had Tom Brenneman. We had Wayne Larrivee. We had Glenn Kozlowski, Ron Rivera, and Randy Minkoff. That's how many people were in that sports office.
Oh, my God. Wow. They were making bank.
Then our intern was Mark Silverman, and then he became our producer. Now he's a star. Then Andy came over. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And when did you team up with Waddle?
1997. That was the brainchild of the great Dave Ennett and Mary June Rose.
How long did that last?
Dave's call.
You and Waddle.
We were together just over 10 years.
10 years. Good marriage?
Phenomenal.
On the phone with us is your partner, your old partner, Tom Waddle. Tommy?
Hi, guys. I'm looking for my alimony check.
It's my guy.
Because the marriage broke up like 10 years ago.
Right. And when you left, I'm supposed to be the one getting the alimony.
Well, by the way, Jim Pastor over here has said just stay. You know what? You seem comfortable there. You did a great job there. So just stay over there, you and Pete, okay?
Hey, Tom, let's not be hasty.
I got to tell you, first of all, it was such, I know how much today meant to Kath, but myself, selfishly, it was such a great opportunity to come back and say hi to so many great people that I had the chance to work with. And look, I cut my teeth in this industry. First, I'll say with Dave. Dave and I used to do, Dave Ennett and I, the first radio show I ever did was at Michael Jordan's restaurant on, what was it, Dave, like Monday or Tuesday night?
Monday nights, right, leading into Monday Night Football.
That's the first radio experience I ever had. And then when I came over, I had a quick stint at the old WMVP in the Hancock Tower. And then when I came over to GN, it's kind of where I learned how to do the job. And I was so very fortunate to be paired up with Cap. And, you know, it's just I'm so proud of being able to say I worked with Cap and Dave Ennett and everybody else that was over there. And very proud of what how Cap was honored today. So it was great for me to come over and see so many familiar faces. It was a walk down memory lane that was long overdue for me.
It was nice to see that Waddle got dressed up for you today, Cap.
Yes.
Waddle looked good.
Whoa, I wasn't wearing jeans. I had a button-down shirt, and I wore, like, this little kind of cute vest.
Yeah, I thought you looked good today, Tommy. You bathed. I mean, it was nice.
He took a shower.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, I did.
Look.
I shaved, too. I was not going to shave, and then I said to myself, what would Cap do? I have a bracelet that says, what would Cap do?
He would shave.
I looked down at it, and I said, you know what? Cap would never show up for something with me not clean shaven. And then I also, I'm not going to lie to you, I said, Dave Ennett would be disappointed in me if I showed up and I looked like I had just woke up. So I'm not going to lie to you. I was inspired by the both of you guys to actually put a razor to my face today.
Yeah, he's the best. Look, I was blessed to have, I've said this, I've worked with a lot of guys, and I work with some now who I love dearly. There's nobody better than Tom Waddle. Nobody. The guy is one of those rare people that has that, there's a quality called it. They just have it. Tommy has it.
Right.
And he's a wonderful person.
My biggest regret about today, and it was a wonderful day, and it was I'm so happy for you and for Chuck and Mary and Roger
and forget Pierre Andre.
And Pierre Andre, and it was great to see Bob Manowith, who spoke on behalf of Pierre Andre. But my biggest regret is we had planned to take a picture of all the WGN Sports alumni
and the one guy.
Well, I bet I understood it got late, but what we ended up doing, we took a picture of everybody from ESPN, mm-hmm. your coworkers from ESPN and WGN Sports, and in this industry, Pete, you know, it's not always easy for competing stations to get together, have everybody pose for a picture together. I think it's a great tribute to Cap and the other honorees. And
okay,
to
you're
the guy.
Killing me, Dave.
No. I don't mean to. I understand.
Did
I mean,
Waddle take off? We can Waddle was the only one that took off.
We can Photoshop you in.
Why were you in such a hurry?
Waddle is Bertrand. I stood in for you.
I screwed up, and when I got back, I walked back to the station over here with Randy Merkin, one of our assistant program directors, and Bob Borwald, and I kind of got lost in conversation with Borwald leaving the plaza, and I completely forgot. And when Sylvie came back, he was like, "Dude, where were you?"
Oh, like, man.
Typical Waddle move, you know. I mean, crunch time, I was nowhere to be found, so I suck. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
We have to Photoshop him in on Bertrand's
absolutely.
Body.
Well, why was Bertrand in the picture?
I don't know.
I wasn't in the
picture.
He wasn't
in the picture.
Okay. All right. Tommy, thank you for coming on. It's great to hear your voice,
Tommy,
man.
I love you, man.
I love you too, David Kaplan. It's an honor well-deserved. And Dave Ennett, thank you for giving me my start in this business. You know how much I think of you. And it just was such a great joy for me to be a part of your day, Cap. So thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You're the best.
That's awesome. Thanks, Tom. Tom Waddle from ESPN. By the way, I got my television start on Waddle's show, which was Fox Sportsnet back in the day.
Yeah.
He had, it was full access or all?
Bulls full access.
Full access.
Bulls White Sox full,
oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I remember that show.
Yeah.
I was a reporter on that show. That was my first TV job in Chicago.
How about that?
Waddle didn't do anything on that show. He just sat in the studio, and it took him 10 minutes to
do
it.
He literally...
I ran around the city.
There were times he would come back, and I'd be like, how was your day? Well, they paid me X, and it was a lot. He goes, I walked in, I read the scripts, I did it on camera, and I left. I was there in 10 minutes. I'm like, you're unbelievable.
And I'm the guy that's running around the city doing the stories.
Correct.
Yes, nice.
So then he gave you your start in TV, and yeah. I gave him his start in broadcasting. So technically,
right.
I gave you your start
correct.
In TV.
And Cap left, and I took the 7-11 job here.
That's right.
Remember, or they moved you to the game.
Correct.
Yes. How is the game doing? I haven't checked lately.
I haven't checked. It's flatlined, last I heard.
You know I love you, and I was so proud to be there today.
Feelings mutual.
I mean, it's so cool to see everybody from GN, but everybody from ESPN showed up today. Everybody.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to thank them for all being there.
I think your wife needs a drink. She's fallen asleep behind you. She's had it. Ready to go to...
Yeah, oh, wow. She's ready.
I married Dean Martin.
That's why I get along with Mindy so well.
That's it.
David Kaplan, good to see you, man.
You too. I love you. Thanks for having me.
I'll be listening next week.
Thanks, man.
Dave Bennett, I love you. You have White Sox tickets to give away next week on the Cochran Show.
Yes, we
on
do.
Monday,
yep.
Between 8:30 and 9.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, he was the greatest boss to work for.
Well, everybody loves him.
You don't have to say that.
Especially when we broke into his office and rearranged all the furniture.
Yes.
And he walked in and went, what happened to my office?
Yeah, that's true story, but you don't have time.
We tried to rent a goat to put in there.
What do you mean
we
rent
called,
a goat?
You can rent goats.
Really? You got
yes.
a guy?
And
of
we tried to
guy.
Rent a goat and lock it in his office, and at the last minute, Waddle, like, if it destroys the office, we're dead, so we didn't do it.
That was a good call.
Yeah, very good call. David Kaplan, you can check it out on WGNradio.com from today, the Walk of Fame. It's 720 WGN.